Nun Gimel Omed Aleph. Inema lo shavas machos melacha vafilu hi melacha shel heter kegoyin shel choyla. It was for a sick person, v'shel chay or a woman that gave birth kamer. That's what we're talking about. De mevarchen you make a bracha. A shashus is a lantern turna, which is like a lantern. Shahayis the delekas olechas mer shabbos already from er shabbos with base Israel in the Jewish house. Lamotzei shabbos mevarchen lefi shelo nev de baver because no aver was done with it. Shlohudukah b'shabbos was not lit on shabbos. Nokri shehidlik mi Yisrael m'shechashecha Motzei Shabbos when it gets dark on Motzei Shabbos. Hachi sura ozlo mitoch sheshalheves delekes v'holekes kama kama parachle. Since a flame is continuously lit and using up its fuel, so we consider as if each original flame goes and literally flies away and disappears. Hamotzei shalheves v'rishisar am b'shabbos is chayiv. On Shabbos would be chayiv for hotzah. Mogmina lo b'mesechus beitzah could go into shayfil the cheres mishcha ve'itli lo ba nura degachala. So how are you going to take out a flame? You need to have it on something. So you smooth out a earthenware kli with some sort of oil, and itli ba nura, you put a flame in it, degachala slekha. So now there's no coal, it's just a flame on the cheres, which is has oil on it. Elo shall have it, it's just a flame. Mishum cheres lo mechayiv, on the cheres itself, you're not chayiv. The less b'shir because there's no shir. Ma she'okr lo hinyech v'hotzah Shabbos lo mechayva ad ikr akira mershazu v'anochr mershazu. And v'hotzah Shabbos, you're not going to be chayiv until there is an akira, you literally uprooted, you picked up in one rishus and you put down in another rishus. Gezerah mishum nochri rishon v'amod rishon. Isharis v'nochri shehidlik v'nochri, if you're going to permit the fire from one guy who lit from another guy, v'shechashecha when it gets dark at night, also v'ruchri v'nochri shehidlik v'mbo'ed yoyim. Then you're going to end up coming to do and make a bracha on the nochri who lit while it's still day. But also our atzmo shelo nitoisef mishachashecha and an actual fire that was not added to it once it got dark. Kegon shemavarcha lov samuch lechashecha minyan. For example, if you were to make a bracha on it immediately when it got dark, gadol muchacham mitzah the nochri who ve'ain tzarich livdok achav, you'll have to check. The Isa the Yisrael, if it was he was Jewish, lo hayim maher samach lechashecha miyad, he went immediately, quickly, right as soon as it got dark, lechos arbiyoto to hold the fire in his hand. Kepi hakivshon shesarfim bo avanim, that you burn, make stones in them like a kiln, lasid for sid im ova kaar hayoytzim epi hakivshon. If it's thick like the fire which is coming out of the opening of the furnace, nahura bari, it's a really strong light, l'shtamish l'orichinas, is made to be used for as a light. Ve'im lav l'orichinas, so it's not made for light. L'vashel, just rather to cook. Ve'im avarchan ela al shenasa l'heir, you only make a bracha on fire which was made to make a light. Betchila srifa savan, at the beginning when you're burning the stones, which is burning them to make them, to harden them. Ein ha'or l'heir, the fire is not meant to give a light. Besof l'achas shenisra avanim, after you burn the stones, Ruben Madlikin or Godel Milamila, the most people will light a large fire on from the top of the Marek surface of Avonim to finish the burning of the stones, and Mishtamash and Nami La'ur, and they also use it as a light. Shaltaner Basoif, at the end of Varkan Lavi, make a brachan, and Lacha Shahusikataner, after you've lit the fire, Pas Basoicha, and then and bread was inside, and Madlikin Ksamim Dakin Bepiv Laher, you'll light the small little twigs from the opening of the oven in order for light, and to capture the heat inside of it. They came into Mishtamish La'ira, since you use it for light as well, Mavarchan, let me make a bracha on it. When there's an important person there, and then they light the candles for his honor, not that they need the light, just for honor, Mavarchan, let me don't make a bracha on it. Leka Adum Chashiv, Lahir Lahem, to give light for them, Hidlikuha. Then, if there's no Adam Chashiv, then they lit it in order to give a light for themselves, and therefore you make a bracha. Hava ha the ika Adam Chashiv, ika chazana, and which is who's a chazan? If this is chazan, which is a shamish, that's like a sexton. Sheoichel bebeis haknesses, that is eating in the shul. Afl oira, so that's also made for light. Sheyachal chazan oira, that the shamish can eat from with the light. Mavarchan, and therefore you make a bracha on it. Hava ha de ika chazana, veika sahara, and there is light from outside. Shechazan yachol echol oira, that the chazan can use for light. Emavarchan alaner, then you don't make bracha on the candle. Shalol lahir ha'likuv, it's not lit for
for light, el lechvoid adam chashuv, rather for the honor of an adam chashuv, an important person. When somebody is making a bracha on behalf of everyone, and him srichon lishot, you have to be quite mikrasasim from the learning. Kdeshi yischavlu kulam, so everyone can have kavana v'yishmu, a love and listen to him. V'yanu amen and answer amen. Marpe la'odim ham besatish, a person who sneezes, shirgin loimer. The custom is to say asusa. Now at least we say gazuntait or su gazunt or some other. Bless you, labriyut in Hebrew. It was for the honor of the dead person that they made the candle. But some of Avidel very rechud is serchun loy shomeis. Avidi velola hariyach is meant to cover up the smell of the decomposing dead person, and not in order to smell the spices. Kol meis shehu choshev lahoitzi lefan of ner biyoyim. Any meis deceased person was important that they would put a candle even but when it's day. Imhoitzio belaila b'moitzei Shabbos, so they take him out at night on Moitzei Shabbos, look for it to be buried. Ein mevarchen al osoner, they don't make a bracha on that candle. V'lechvoy davida v'lehera, it's done for honor and not for light. V'kol meis she'enu chashev l'hoitzei ner l'fan b'yom, which is not important that you would use a candle and carry a candle in front of him by day. Ela belaila only at night, use a candle. Then mevarchen al you make a bracha on him. Imhoitzio b'moitzei Shabbos, look for if they're taking him out on Moitzei Shabbos for burial. Mevarchen al d'lehera avida, because it was made for light. B'samim shemay lechadim istenis lebesik. He said that somebody who is more of a mafunik, a queasy person, he takes it to the bathroom. Lahavri men orech, right, to take care of the bad smell. Shabesik he say of the bathroom. A mavarchal that you do not make a bracha on. B'shemen ha'osid lahavri is a zumash mevim b'sleif asu. They take bring at the end of a meal. L'soich yadayim is almost to smear on the dirty hands. V'hu mavusam b'samim, and it has a smell from spices. A mavarchal bari atzik b'samim. You'll make that bracha. Ella bari shemen arev. You're going to make pleasant smelled oil. Mevarchen. That's the bracha you make that we saw earlier. Im shemen shal mafarsman hu. If it's balsam oil, as we saw earlier in the Masechet. V'hada amar bepei ketsa mevarchem. Hay mishcha kavisha v'techina mevarchen alav. That these oil and which has been had the different spices. Either soaked inside of it or ground up into it. But Medbez loba bab besoch asu the kamer. Now Medbez over there, Mem Gibel Medbez, it says it's not dealing with being used in the middle of the meal. Ela baba laharechman is meant for smell. The kamer is a kelim levasim ba'ashno as a begodim, that you want to give a smell from the smoke on clothing. But Tveria, how you regil in ligamer ba'arvish abasos in Tveria, they used to put this smoke smell on the clothing on Erev Shabbos, Ubit Sipari, and Sipari they did it in Motzei Shabbos. Nun Gimel, Omud, Beis. Lo, Yehusu Mamish, Shafil lo nena mimenu, even if you get hanof from it, still Bavarkan, let me make a brach on it. Umay Achi Yehusu, what does that mean? Achi Yehu Aru Ro'i lehenos mimenu, that the light is fit to be used. Lo Oim Nun Samachlu, to those who are close to it. V'oz Mavarkim, Allah, then you make a brach on it, Afil harachokim, even those who are far away from it. Ubuvad shiru as long as they see it. The panis is barashashas is a candle with a glass surrounding it. Yehusu mamish omid besamach. You have to be standing near it. Vekamu hutzarch lios besamach. Do you need to be close to it? Maluzma is mishkal a weight. Or has a different shot. Rav Yehuda hayim mevarich al or shabbeis adadalia. He would make a bracha on the light that was in there. Adadalia's house. Rachel Mebeisel Chayin was distant from his house. Rabbi Yehuda Latayme Delo by Samach. Rabbi Yehuda was going to his reason that he said you do not have to be close to it. Rabbi Mevarach had the Beit Guria Bar Kama. Samach Mebeisel Chayin was close to his house. Rabbi Latayme Rabbi was going to quote his reasoning. The Omer Samach Inan, you need to be close to the flame. Ein Machzirin Hala Or Im Ein Lo Or. If you don't have a candle, Inser Lachzer Achrib, you don't have to go searching for one. Chad Ovid B'Shogeg Kebei Shami Afal Bisha Shogeg. Even though he was only shogeg, which is a negligence, but nekar ben amokom adi shecha, and he left his place because he forgot. Hechmal atzmo kibeshami, he was machmal kibeshami, v'chazal amokom shochal, he went back to the place where he ate, uberach, and he made a bracha. See, the Yavitz who discusses how he's able to be machmal, like based Shammai's opinion. Chad oved b'mezid, nekar ben amokom shochal, b'mezid, he intentionally left the place from where he ate, kidei levarach amokom achar, don't give make the bracha somewhere else, shehutzer klech, they had to go there. And Sha Yoina did the Hava, Shachti Yoina Shel Zaho, I forgot a golden pigeon. Yoina Ainan Nitzola Ella Bekan Feho, or Barachas either runs away, on the Chamas Berashi Agfeho, or it would fight with the tips of its wings. Achila Maruba, that's Dalan Min, and that's the shear of 4 mil, approximately 4 kilometers. Bolehem Yayin Achar Mazon, Ha Parish Beloy Begemor, explaining the Gemor, Beish Perkin, beginning of the Perik, Beishame Ein Birkas Mazon to Una Koistepe, according to Beishame, benching does not need a couple, Beisil to Una Koistepe, according to Beisil, does need a Koist of Yayin. Hechi Nofe, Kasoka Daitek, we think Beechim in the Masubin, Askin, Masis, the mission is talking about somebody who is there as part of the meal. When they're passing, handing out the Kosev Bracha, you should try and make sure they give it to you and you would make the Bracha. The Mashma Ha'ina, the Hamavarech, the Mashma, both the one who are answering and the one, Amen, and those who are making the Bracha, is implied. Kumu Bracha was Hashem, Elokechem, the Sefer Ezra. That Pasuk is in Sefer Ezra, Va'omer, V'yivarchu Hashem, Shem, Kavaydcha. That is Vehi in the SMA, that's the Instagram main Shabbat Mikdash in the base of Mikdash. It's the Lu of a main in the base of Mikdash. Mesechus Tainis. Mefarish Kumu Barchu Betfilas Bracha, and Vivarchu Shem Kavoidcha Bemokam in the SMA. Mesechus Tainis, we explained that the Kumu Barchu is talking about the beginning of the Bracha, and Vivarchu Shem Kavodecha is in place of answering our main Shabbat Mikdash in the base of Mikdash. Omer Baruch Shem Kavod Machosoli Lom Ed. That is how you answer instead of saying Amen. Shemarin Lavarech Litain. It's hard to get. To pay for it, achar tinoikos kishaloim din brachos from pirabon when they are learning brachos from the rebbe hoyol l'slamid asun sheim eschavin levarich, they're not intending to actually make a bracha el lamoid, rather just to learn al beidem mifterayu kishaloim haftar, when they're saying the term of varchem b'torah b'novi and they're making a bracha on the term b'novi oinin achrein amein, you do answer after them amein shemen ma'akev es a bracha shemen shahi regilin lehebi b'sofa suda. Oil, which is you normally brought at the end of the suda, losoch achar suda as yadayim, in order to smear in the hands after the meal, achar mayim achorinim, after mayim achorinim, they did this laharis as umasan to get off the dirt and smell. Ma'akev es habracha she'osel lezamin, you can't do zimun ad she'yuvo until it's brought. Chen inyin she'ma'akev brachos kol dover, habo b'kinuach suda, also it is ma'akev any brachos that you want to make at the end of the suda. Shemutu lechol below bracha, ad shiyisuchu, you're allowed to eat without making a bracha until you smear your hands, meaning you have not finished your meal and you can rely on the original bracha that you made at the start of the meal. Shemen tov, shiyishbo b'samim, if it has spice in it, ma'akev is a bracha, stops the bracha, l'mishiragobol, to one who is normally using this oil at the end of the meal, which we generally do not do. Ad shiyisuchu, el devarim, the end of the 8th parak.